上海。
In Shanghai, in the past.
有一个弟兄，他原来在银行做事，后来辞掉银行的工作，做传道。
There was a brother that used to work in a bank, and he resigned to be a preacher.
所以他讲道的时候常常说，我过去在银行做事，为地位很高，现在我做传道，好像呢这个地位降卑了。
When he preaches, he frequently wanted to quote his past experience as a banker, seeming to compare the condescension of his position.
有一天他又这样讲了，讲完以后有个弟兄就对他说了。
One day he made the statement again, and a brother said this to him.
这个弟兄说，牧师啊，你好像觉得自己很可怜啊。
This brother said,Pastor, you seem to be having a lot of self-pity.
你现在降低很多啊。
You've been demoted quite a bit.
他说，那么你不如到银行里再做了。
Why don't you go back to the bank?
这个弟兄大概太坦白了。
Maybe this brother was very frank.
但是圣灵向这个牧师讲话。
But the Holy Spirit spoke to the pastor.
那天晚上。
That evening.
这是他自己做见证，后来做见证说的。他说那天晚上他不能睡觉。
This was his testimony later. That night, he could not sleep.
他祷告。
He prayed.
他说，主啊，求你赦免我。
Lord, forgive me.
他说，我觉得我放下银行的工作侍奉你是一个很大的牺牲。
I thought that to give up my banker job was to serve you was a great sacrifice.
主啊，事实上我不配侍奉你。
But actually, Lord, I am not worthy to serve you.
这是你的恩典。
It is your grace.
以后他再没有提他怎么做银行银行的。
From then on, he doesn't mention anything about his being an ex-banker.
感谢主，感谢主。
Praise God and thank God.
有一天在香港。
One day in Hong Kong.
我的有人打电话给我。
Somebody called me.
我的经理经理是一个姓王的弟兄打来。
It was a brother Wang.
这个弟兄说啊，他说，陈牧师，我刚刚得到香港大学的 PhD.In physics.
This brother Wang said that the past thing I have just received a PhD in physics from the University of Hong Kong.
那么说恭喜你。
Congratulations.
跟着说，他说主感动我。
But he was moved. He followed and said, "The Lord has moved me."
要我把自己奉献给他，全时间侍奉他。
He wanted me to offer myself to him to serve him full time.
他说：“陈牧师，请你介绍一个神学院给我去接受训练。”
He said, "Pastor Tang, please introduce a seminary for me to go in there and be trained."
哎呀，我听见这个话很受感动。
I was very touched by this statement.
在香港的青年呢，如果考进港大呢，是觉得很了不起。
Now for the young people in Hong Kong, it was really something to be able to enter the University of Hong Kong.
我们说港大、香港大学毕业呢，一个金饭碗。
You are almost guaranteed a golden rice bowl.
他现在
a sure job.
那现在呢？他是香港大学的 PhD， 那么大概有一个钻石的饭碗。
Now with a PhD, he probably has a diamond rice bowl.
但是他愿意放下这一个 diamond rice bowl 来侍奉主。
But he was willing to put this down to serve the Lord.
现在他已经读完神学侍奉主。
Now he has finished his seminary and is serving God.
我们侍奉主有个谦卑的态度。
We have to serve the Lord with a humble attitude.
在这句话里面还有一个意思很重要。
There's also a very important meaning in the statement.
我是你卑女的儿子。
I am the son of thy handmaid.
就是仆人的仆人。
Servant of a servant.
也就是一个愿意服侍人的人。
It's a person that is willing to serve other people.
有的人说，我是神的仆人，我不是人的仆人。
Some would say that, I'm the servant of God, but I'm not the servant of man.
啊，你不要轻看我，你不要想我服侍你，我这不是神的，除了神以外，谁都不服侍。
Don't you despise me. I'm not serving you, I'm serving God. I'm only serving God.
这个态度对不对？
Is this attitude correct?
对不对?
Is it correct?
当然有问题，我看大家都在摇头。
Everybody is shaking his head.
摇得对了。
You're shaking this correct.
如果一个人不肯做人的仆人，他也做不了神的仆人。
a person that is not willing to be a servant to men is not willing to be a servant to God.
保罗在罗马书十四章告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 14, Paul told us,
我们是借着做人的仆人来做神的仆人。
Through being servants of men, we become servants of God.
我们服务人也就是服侍神。
As we serve people, we serve God.
我们借着为人而活来为主而活。
Through living for other people, we live for the Lord.
说一个人呢，如果和别人都没有来往，没有关系，单单爱主，我怕他的爱主还是一半。
A person that claims to love the Lord but has no communication with other people, his love for the Lord is only halfway.
我们是为人而活，来为主而活。
We live for the Lord through living for men.
在十六节末了一句也值得我们特别注意。
The last statement in verse 16 demands further attention.
你已经解开我的绑锁。
Thou hast loosed my bond.
这个话是什么意思？
What does it mean?
上文是讲到做仆人。
The preceding text talked about being a servant.
然后跟下来说，神啊，你解开了我的绑锁。
And it follows to say that God loosened my bond.
可见这个解开绑锁和做仆人有关系。
You can see that these two things are interrelated.
有的时候我们想做神的仆人，想做人的仆人呢，但是被捆住，不能做到。
Sometimes we want to serve other people, serve God, but we are in bondage. We can't move.
有拦阻。
There's a lot of obstacles.
这个诗人说，主啊，你已经解开了我的拦阻。
The psalmist said that, Lord, you have loosened my bonds.
让我能够真的侍奉神，服务人。
That I can really serve God and serve people.
哎呀，这个解开绑锁很重要。
It is very important to have your bonds loosened.
有的人很想侍奉。
A lot of people really love to serve.
很想在教会里面热心工作。
To serve in the church fervently.
但是呢，有些拦阻。
But there are many obstacles.
他胜不过这些拦阻。
That he cannot overcome.
那么他想工作的时候，自己的事情来了。
Whenever he wanted to serve, his own matters interfered.
结果呢，不能为主而活。
Therefore, not being able to live for the Lord.
他不能够胜过那些拦阻。
Cannot overcome these obstacles.
他不能够除去那些障碍。
He could not eliminate all of those blockages.
他被捆锁。
He was in bondage.
他只有心里想，他的手呢被捆住，不能做。
He can only think. He cannot move. His hands are tied.
可最后剩下的就是一个愿望而已。
All he has is a wish.
愿望是很好，不错。
It is good to wish.
但是如果单单有愿望，那就不行了。
But a mere wish is not workable.
在圣言书有一句话形容一个愚人，愚蠢的人。
There was a description in the Proverbs that describes one that is foolish.
这样说，愚妄人眼望地极。
It says that the foolish eyes are upon the distant.
那是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
一个愚蠢的人，他的眼就看着地极。
A foolish man, his eyes are on the horizon.
那么眼望地极不是眼光远大吗？
Doesn't that mean that he has a great vista?
那他不是看得很远吗？
He can really see far.
为什么说他是愚昧人呢？
Why is he foolish?
意思就是说，他只会坐在那里看。
All he can do is sit there and watch.
他只是想。
Think.
他做白日梦。
Daydream.
他很会想。
Oh, he thinks a lot.
很多的希望。
A lot of great dreams and hope.
但是事实上他坐在那里。
But all he does is just sit there.
什么也不做。
Doing nothing.
只想到将来，但是没有今天。
He has the future but no today.
没有今天就没有将来。
But without today, there is no future.
明天是今天产生的。
Today, tomorrow came from today.
如果今天不做，明天就没有。
If you don't do it today, there's nothing for tomorrow.
如果我们单单愿望侍奉。
If we only wish we could serve.
却不能够断开那个拦阻锁链，我们就是做梦。
I cannot break the fetters and the bonds, then we're just daydreaming.
有的人呢，把自己陷在祭坛上，但是呢，这个祭坛上有祭物却没有火。
Some would offer themselves up upon the altar, but upon this altar there is the sacrifice, but no fire.
有祭物没有火。
Sacrifice, but no fire.
那有的人正反过来。
Others would turn it around.
有火，但是没有祭物。
There's only fire, but there's no sacrificial animal out there.
这两个情形都不行啊。
Both don't work.
有火没有祭物，这就是感情主义。
With fire, but no sacrifice, this is only emotionalism.
感情很好，但是感情主义要不得。
You have a lot of emotion, but emotionalism does not work.
感情很好。
It is good to have emotions.
但是感情主义要不得。
But emotionalism is wrong.
感情主义是什么？
What is emotionalism?
就是用感情去代替行动。
It means that it substitutes your emotions for the actions that's needed.
有的人这个讲话很热诚。
Some can talk really earnestly.
别人听了他的话，觉得他很热心。
And people think that he's very affectionate.
他祷告很恳切。
His prayers are really fervent.
他跟弟兄姊妹交通言辞很热切。
He is very warm when he fellowship with brothers and sisters.
但是这些不过是佛头一样，除了这个以外，他什么行动也没有。
But that's only a fire.Apart from that, there is no action at all.
有火没有祭物。
There's fire, but no sacrificial material.
这叫做感情主义。
This is emotionalism.
我们不要感情主义。
We don't want that.
有的人呢，相反，有祭物，但是没有火。
Some of the the other way, they have the sacrifice, but don't have the emotion.
他们把自己献给主了，不错。
They offer themselves up to the Lord indeed.
但是他们的侍奉冰冷冷。
But their service is cold.
哎呀，冰冷到叫别人靠近他都觉得冷。
It's so cold that it chills you as you get close to him.
这样的侍奉也不能蒙神悦纳。
Such a service is not acceptable unto God.
我们把自己献上，还要有火。
As we offered up ourselves, we should have the fire.
有热忱的火。
The fire of enthusiasm.
我们不但有火，也有实际的侍奉的行动。
And we have this fire, we also should have the pragmatic actions.
诗人说得非常的好。
The psalmist has well said.
耶和华，我真是你的仆人，你已经解开我的绑锁。
O Lord, I'm thy servant, thou hast loosed my bonds.
你看第上文和下文都是讲献祭。
You notice that the preceding and the passage after it all talk about sacrifice.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿，还愿就是献祭。
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Paying vows is sacrifice.
下面十七节。
Verse 17.
我要以感谢为祭献给你。
I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
这个感谢哈，它原来的意思并不是单单口里感谢就是祭物。
Thanksgiving in the original text did not just mean a verbal thanks.
意思乃是一个表达感谢的祭物献上给神。
It means that there was a sacrifice that signifies his thanksgiving being offered to God.
这不是用话代表祭物，乃是用祭物代表感谢。
It is not a verbal representation of his sacrifice, but to express his thanks with the genuine sacrifice.
所以上文下文都是讲献祭。
So the text of it is sacrifice.
就是诗人的心中充满了这件事。
The psalmist was filled with the idea of sacrifice.
在这样的一个思想的上下文之中，他说：“神啊，你解开了我的绑锁。”
Within this context of sacrifice, he said, "God loosened my bonds."
我猜想
，I guess，
这个诗人的意思就是把他自己当作一个祭牲，原来是绑在祭坛旁边的柱子上。现在时候到了，解开绑锁， 天上祭坛献祭。
The psalmist is referring comparing himself to that sacrificial animal that's been tied right by the altar. Now the time is up. Please loosen the tie and sacrifice, offer up this animal on the altar.
在献祭以前，那个祭牲啊，绑在祭坛旁边的柱子上。
Before the sacrifice, the sacrificial animal is tied right by the pillar of this altar.
现在要献祭了。
Now the time of sacrifice has come.
有件事必须做。
There's something that needs to be done.
那就是把他的绑索解开。
Means to loosen the bond.
不解开就不能走上祭坛。
If we do not loosen the bond, you cannot go up the altar.
所以这个解开绑索是必须的一步。
So this is an essential step to loosen the bond.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
有什么事拦阻你侍奉主？
Is there something that is preventing you from serving God?
如果有的话。
If there is.
如果今天早晨圣灵光照你。
If it's this morning that the Holy Spirit has enlightened you.
让你想到啊，有某一件事，某一个人，是拦阻我实际的奉献。
To make you think of something or some person that is preventing you from serving God.
今天早晨你愿意不愿意祷告说。
This morning are you willing to pray?
主啊
，Lord，
求你除去这个拦阻
，Take away this obstacle，
你解开我的绑索
，Loosen my bonds，
让我得到真的自由
，That I may be truly free，
可以完成我的侍奉的心愿
，To accomplish my wish to serve。
当你这样祷告的时候，主会给你力量。
As you pray so, the Lord will give you strength。
哎呀，当你真的侍奉的时候，你心里充满了喜乐。
When you truly serve, your heart is filled with joy.
我们唱的那首诗是 Ackley 写的。
The song that we sang just now was written by Ackley.
他是十九世纪末年开始写圣诗。
He started writing the hymns at about the end of the 19th century.
他和 Oswald Smith 合作。
He worked with Oswald Smith.
这个 Oswald Smith 写的诗很多他谱上谱字。
And he would compose the music for hymns that were written by Oswald Smith.
在我们的手册里面。
In our handbook.
有三首诗就是 Ackley 写的曲子。
There were three that were written by Ackley. Composed by Ackley.
他是一个很爱主的一个音乐家。
He is a musician that really loves the Lord.
他把他的恩赐完全献上。
He has offered his gifts completely up to God.
他开始写曲子的时候没有人要。
When he first composed, nobody wanted his hymn.
但是他说主啊。
But he said, Lord,
我相信你给了我恩赐。
I believe that you have given me gift.
我要用这个恩赐来侍奉你。
I want to serve you with these talents.
求你悦纳。
Would you accept it?
主正式开始用它。
Then the Lord really started to use them.
Ackley 的曲子真是美。
The hymns of Ackley are really beautiful.
再配上那个好的词，真是这两样都最好的。
Together with those beautiful words, it's really wonderful.
把这个信息唱出来。
You can really sing out the message.
唱到我们心中。
And sing it right into your heart.
唱进去又唱出来。
You sing it in and sing it out.
我们心里充满了，我们就做出来。
As our heart is filled, so we do.
我们心里充满的，我们说出来，我们唱出来，我们做出来。
As our heart is filled, we sing it, we do it when we actually say it.
现在我们看第三处的经文。
The third passage.
123篇。
Psalm 123.
第一节到第二节。
Psalm 123, verse 1 to 2.
坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目，看那妇人的眼睛怎样望族人的手，使女的眼睛怎样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。
Toward thee I raise my eyes, O thou enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress.So our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy upon us.
哎呀，是一个侍奉神的人。 什么样的态度呢
？The servant of God has what sort of an attitude？
他说，仆人的眼睛怎么样望仆人的手
？He said, "Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master."
侍女的眼睛怎么样望祖母的手
？As the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress.
我的眼睛也照样望耶和华我的主的手。
So our eyes look towards the hands of our Lord our God.
这是侍奉的态度。
This is the attitude of service.
为什么仆人要看主人的手
？Why should a servant look towards the hands of the master?
主人的手是发号施令的手。
Because that is the hand of command.
是指挥的手。
One of direction.
他把他的心意、他的命令表示出来。
It indicates.Manifest his will and his order.
那个仆人呢，他眼睛注定在主人的手上。
As the servant fixes his eyes upon the hand of the master,
他目不转睛。
He fixes his eyes right there.
意思就是说他预备好了。
Meaning that he is prepared.
他等候主人发命令。
He is awaiting the master's orders.
他警醒预备。
He watch and he is prepared.
主人一发命令，他看见了，明白了去做。
The moment the master gives the order, he understood, he understands, and he carries it out.
这就表示，这个仆人做工啊，不是按自己的意思做。
It means that the servant does not work according to his own will.
他要知道主人的心意。
He wants to know the will of the master.
主人一发命令，他就照样去做。
As the master commands, he does it.
这是侍奉主一个很重要的条件。
This is a very important condition of to serve the Lord.
如果这个仆人很热诚，想做事
，If the servant has a lot of zeal and wanted to do something，
但是他不理主人的意思，自己做。
But he ignores the will of the master and do it on his own.
他很用力，很殷勤
，very hard and diligently，
但是不理主人的命令。
But he disregards the order of the master.
那么主人对他什么感觉
what would the master think of him?
他做完了以后，可能越帮越忙。
He might just be complicating the issue.
可能搅乱了主人的计划。
And he disturbs the plan of the master.
可能破坏了主人的很好的安排。
And destroys the arrangements of the master.
结果他所做的不但没有用处，反而有害处。
So whatever he did was not beneficial, but damaging.
我们侍奉主也是这样。
This is the way sometimes that we serve God.
我们很容易用血气来侍奉。
We can easily serve God with our flesh and blood.
我欢喜这样做。
I just love to do it that way.
我想这样做。
I want to do it that way.
我要这样做。
I must do it this way.
就这样做。
So I did it.
不能满足主的心。
That does not satisfy the heart of the Lord.
单单热忱不够。
Zeal is not enough.
还要加上主的旨意的认识。
You have to add to it the understanding of God's will.
可以热心加知识才能合起来完成神的旨意。
Therefore, the zeal plus understanding would accomplish God's will.
你看圣经里面有两种特别的天使。
You notice that in the Bible there are two types of angels.
第一种是基路伯。
There's the cherubim.
第二种是萨拉夫。
And there's the seraphim.
这两种天使就是侍奉的榜样。
These two are the prototypes for service.
那么神呢给这两种天使起了名字。
And God has given them names.
这 cherubim, seraphim, 这是神起的名字。
Now cherubim and seraphim are names given by God.
什么意思呢
？What do they mean?
基路伯就是知识的意思。
Cherubim means knowledge.
萨拉夫意思就是活。
Seraphim means to live.
上帝既然给神既然给他们起这个名字，一定有意思。
Now God must have some meanings to give them names such as these.
这是标准的侍奉。
These are the standards.
两个条件。
Two conditions.
两个因素。
Two factors.
知识和活。
Knowledge and live.
热忱和知识
zeal and understanding
这两样合起来才满足神的心
the combination satisfies the heart of the Lord
所以一个人在侍奉主以前呢
so before a person serves God
一定要读圣经
You have to read the Bible.
要先真的明白神的心意。
You have to really understand the word of God.
然后按照神的心意去侍奉。
Then you serve according to the will of God.
这样就没有血气。
Then there is no fleshly inclination.
就没有人的意思。
No human ideas.
但是按照神的计划。
But according to God's plan.
这样就有永恒的价值。
Then there is eternal value.
所以我们的眼睛要望住主的手啊。
Therefore our eyes would have to be fixed upon the hands of the Lord.
在这两节里面还有一个意思很重要。
There's one more very important meaning in these two verses.
第二节末了一句。
The last sentence of verse 2.
我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神直到他怜悯我们。
So our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy upon us.
末了一句话什么意思？
What does it mean, the ending sentence?
望主的手，这个里面有怜悯的意思。
To look towards the hand of the Lord also means mercy.
怜悯就是神用他的能力来帮助仆人。
Mercy means that God helping his servants with his power.
主人的手有两个意义。
The hand of the master has also two meanings.
第一是指挥。
Number one is direct.
第二能力。
Number two, the power.
主人的手一动。
As the master's hands moved.
这个指挥就来了。
The direction comes.
主的手一动，能力就来了。
And as his hand moved, the power comes too.
感谢主。当我们仰望主的时候，不但知道他的心意，也领受他的能力。
Thanks be to God. As we look to the Lord, not only do we understand his mind and will, we also receive power.
主指挥我们的时候，不是单单叫我们去做，我们就去做就完了。
God does not just merely direct us to do it, and we do it on our own.
当我们去做的时候，主帮助我们做。
As we go and do it, the Lord will help us to do it.
这样我们才能做成。
It is only so that we can accomplish it.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
主的指挥的手也是帮助的手。
The directing hand of the Lord is also a helping hand.
哎呀，我们的主是个好的主。
Our Lord is so good.
他不是叫我们去做做，你们自己做做做。
He doesn't just tell us to go do it on your own.
我们肯做的时候，他帮助我们。
When we are willing to do it, he will help us.
主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus said.
你们当负我的轭。
You should bear my yoke.
主不是说你们要负轭，乃是说负我的轭。
He didn't just say that take a yoke. He just said take my yoke.
我的轭是什么意思？
What does it mean to have my yoke?
这个有一个历史的背景。
This has a historical meaning.
当时啊，这个犹太人在田地里工作的时候
，In those days when the Jewish people farmed the land，
他们用牛一对一对的牛来工作
，They used pairs of oxen，
同一副的轭架在两只牛的颈项上
，And a yoke， one single yoke was laid upon the neck of two oxen。
好，何医生和我是两只牛
，There were two oxen here。
现在有轭架在我们颈项上。
Now there is a yoke upon our neck.
我说何医生，你负了我的轭。何医生说，怎么是你负了我的轭？
What if I say that you are taking my yoke, and he said that I'm taking his yoke?
同一副轭。
There's
两个人负。
Only one yoke, but two people bear.
主说来负我的轭。
When the Lord said, "Come and take my yoke,"
那就是说，这个轭的一半在主的颈项，它另一半在你的颈项。
It means that the half of the yoke is upon the neck of our Lord, and the other half is upon your neck.
我们立刻明白了，负轭和负主的轭完全不同。
Immediately we understand there's a vast difference between just taking a yoke and taking the Lord's yoke.
如果主单单要我们负轭，我们很怕。
It'll be terrifying if the Lord just asks us to take a yoke.
我们说主啊，我太弱了，这个轭太重，我负不起。
We would say that, "Oh Lord, I'm so weak. I cannot take this heavy yoke."
但是主说，孩子，听清楚。
But the Lord said, "Son, listen carefully."
我呼召你来负我的轭。
I have called you to take my yoke.
哎呀，如果是主这个，主和我一起负轭，我什么都不怕。
If the Lord is taking the yoke with me, then I have nothing to fear.
如果一个爸爸叫小孩子
，If a father calls his son,
来来来来，帮我抬水，这一大桶水。
Come and help me carry this pail of water.
平常那个孩子不理爸爸。
Usually the son will ignore the father.
爸爸叫爸爸的孩子走孩子的路。
The father might be calling, the son will go his own way.
但是这个孩子听话。
But this son is very obedient.
他听爸爸叫，他来了。
He heard the father's call and he came.
他只有两三岁。
He's only about 2 or 3.
他来了。
But he came.
很高兴，我要帮爸爸。
Very happy, he wants to help the father.
这个爸爸看他来也很高兴。
So,
这个孩子肯帮助爸爸。
The father is also pleased.